Praise the Lord, my brothers and sisters. Greetings to you all in the matchless name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Welcome to today's Spirit's Podcast Ministries. Today's morning words for devotion is taken from the book of Matthew, chapter 20, verses starting from 16 to 28. Book of Matthew, chapter 20, verses starting from 16 to 28. So the last will be first, and the first last. For many are called, but few chosen. Now Jesus, going up to Jerusalem, took the 12 disciples aside on the road and said to them, "Behold, we are going up to Jerusalem, and the Son of Man will be betrayed to the chief priests and to the scribes, and they will condemn him to death, and deliver him to the Gentiles to mock and to scourge and to crucify. And the third day he will rise again." Then the mother of Zebedee's sons came to him with her sons, kneeling down and asking something from him. And he said to her, "What do you wish?" She said to him, "Grant that these two sons of mine may sit, one on your right hand and the other on the left, in your kingdom." But Jesus answered and said, "You do not know what you ask. Are you able to drink the cup that I am about to drink, and be baptized with the baptism that I am baptized with?" They said to him, "We are able." So he said to them, "You will indeed drink my cup and be baptized with the baptism that I am baptized with, but to sit on my right hand and on my left is not mine to give, but it is for those for whom it is prepared by my Father." And when the 10 heard it, they were greatly displeased with the two brothers. But Jesus called them to himself and said, "You know that the rulers of the Gentiles lord it over them, and these who are great exercise authority over them. Yet it shall not be so among you, but whoever desires to become great among you, let him be your servant. And whoever desires to be first among you, let him be your slave. Just as the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve, and to give his life a ransom for many." Amen. Hallelujah. Here ends the Bible reading. How beautifully Jesus Christ, he speaks, he gives knowledge, he implores wisdom. When the mother of Zebedee's sons, when she came and she asked, "Lord, I want these two of my sons, one to sit on your left and the other to sit on your right in your kingdom." And what did Jesus say? "You should be baptized with the baptism that I am baptized with the same calling that I am called with. And if you will be able to drink the cup that I am destined to drink, but still, to sit on my right hand or to the left is not me to give you, it is not my choice, but it is the Father who will prepare the table for you. It's Father who will judge you. It's Father who has a right to provide that wish of yours." Dear brothers and sisters, we often wanted the best in our lives. We wanted always to be the head and not the tail. We always wanted to rule this world, and we do not want to be a slave to anybody. But the kingdom of God is such that all those who suffer will be rewarded. All those who are slaves in this world, they shall be made as the masters. All those who are humble in this world, they shall be able to lift their heads up and stand tall in the kingdom of God. For that's what Jesus Christ said, that "I did not come to be served. I do not expect that people should serve me. I do not come to this world that I will be having many servants, that they will be serving me. But I came to this world to serve. I came to this world to help others." Amen. To have compassion on the lost sheep, to save sinners, and to serve people, and to give my life as a ransom for many. That is the cup that Jesus Christ was destined with. That is the baptism that he was baptized with. For many are called, but only few are chosen. To many the invitation is given. For the great day, for the great wedding, many are invited. But only few are chosen. That is the Father God, who will choose us, who has the authority to judge any man, any woman, according to his desire, according to his wish. That's why we say the mercy overrules power and authority. It is mercy that overrules judgment. It's mercy and grace. That is what will be ruling us. We will not be ruled by the law. We will not be ruled by the things that we had done in this world. But beyond that, it is the grace of the Father. It's the mercy of God. Whoever finds mercy finds life. Upon whom the God is merciful, he shall live and his life will be restored. All those who wish to be a master will be a slave. And all those who wish to be a slave, who lives the life of a slave, will be a master and ruler in the kingdom of God. Hallelujah. Jesus Christ rightly said in verse 16, so the last will be first and the first last. For many are called, but few chosen. God should have the love upon them, and they should love God in return. Those will have the relationship and the fellowship with God. We always pray that the communion of the Holy Spirit, right? We pray that the communion of God be among us. Only when we dedicate, when we are diligent enough to come to His presence, then we will be turned as sons and daughters. We will be given that right and authority to call Him Abba Father. Many are called, but only few are chosen. Few have been given that privilege to call Him Abba Father. Many have been invited for the great wedding, but only few are chosen as guests. Hallelujah. We cannot live just by the brand or the tag that we are tagged with. Beyond that, above all that, that is a great judgment. That is a great law and a rule that will overpower us. That rule and that power will dethrone all the kingdoms that we have built. That will dethrone the pride. That will dethrone the haughty. That will dethrone the rich. And will make them to stumble. But those who are weak, who implore the mercies of the Lord and live their lives, they shall be restored and gifted and rewarded. For the kingdom of God is to those who walk in faith, who trust Him, who long suffer, who have the perseverance in the Spirit, who hope for a great day, whose hope is in God, whose trust and faith are deep rooted on God, and those who withstand in faith and endure hardships. to them is the kingdom of God. For many will choose to walk in the broad way, which will lead them to sin. But only few who has been filled with the godly wisdom will choose to walk in the narrow path that will lead them to heaven. The narrow path is not a great way to go, but it has been filled with stones, thorns. But those who endure hardship, they shall be rewarded with a good life. They shall be rewarded with an eternal life. And all those who are first will be the last, and all those who are the last will be the first. And it is in the hands of God that He will give to whom He wishes, and He gives what He wants to give. And it is also not in the hands of the receiver, but it is always in the hands of the giver, which is the Lord God Almighty. And we are just receivers of His gifts. We are just receivers of His blessings. And we do not have any authority or any claim upon what we are receiving. But it is at the pure heart and pure will of the Master who wants to give us. For we are the clay and He is the potter. We abide by the directions and the desires of the potter, for we are clay in the hands of the great and mighty potter, who knows how to mold, who knows how to break, who knows how to embellish. Let us unite our heart. Let us unite our soul. Let us listen to His words and live a life in such a way that He will be merciful upon us. Richly bless us. He will call us as sons and daughters, that we shall be made worthy for His kingdom. But again, it is in His mighty hands to appoint and to make us to sit on the right hand or to the left hand of the throne. But we humbly pray and seek His face, seek His mercy, that Jesus Christ will intercede for us and He will make us worthy, provided we give our heart, humble ourselves, and live in such a way that Father God shall be pleased with us. May the Lord bless you and keep you safe and sound until His coming. Amen. God bless you.